thank you so much. We're getting a lot of texts and answers on our Facebook page. Our question of the day, we wanted to keep it nice and simple, but we wanted to hear from you. What's your favorite part about living in Thunder Bay? I got to tell you, the general consensus has to do with the lake and the Sleeping Giants. Yes.
Yeah, right? Okay.
The Sleeping Giant.
I have to tell you something,
sure,
Danny.
Yeah.
When I was younger, you know, innocent me.
Yeah.
I think it was my husband, or was it my parent? No, it was my husband.
Yeah.
So it's not that long ago.
Yeah.
But I said, you know, does someone actually go and trim all the trees of the Sleeping Giant to keep the shape?
Like, so are you saying like trim the trees of the mountain itself? My gosh. Sleeping Giant's never going to be the same again.
No, every tree is perfectly cut to give it that shape.
Everything is perfectly aligned. Oh, that is so cute. I love that. I recently suggested they should put lights around it to outline it. Do you imagine that task? But anyway, speaking of the Sleeping Giant, Mayor Ken Boshkoff texted me. Well, he texted a picture of the sunrise in the Sleeping Giant. I said, that's awesome, Ken. And then he said, hey, Danny, quiz. Who has taken the world's worst picture of a Sleeping Giant sunrise? Answer, no one ever. They're all great. Quoting the lucky staff who get to see them daily.
That's so awesome. I love that answer. Derek had also wrote to our T-Baytel Talk and Text line, all of the secret swimming spots.
Ah-ha.
You can drive pretty much in any direction and find somewhere to swim.
Oh, that's old school, secret swimming spots. Debbie said, our weather. Sure, some winters are darn cold and we don't have a very long summer, but no tornadoes, hurricanes, volcanoes, or other terrible weather that others get. So true, Debbie. Someone also said beautiful surroundings, our lake, the outdoor activities. This is great.
Yeah, the outdoor activities was very popular.
I'm glad that we put this out there on Facebook. So feel free to continue the conversation on our Facebook page and go take a look at what some people have said there. And we thank you so much for that. That's awesome. So does someone trim the trees around the sleeping
that shape?
I'm honestly going to think about that every time I look at it.
Every time you try, you'll never forget it now.
There's someone with a chainsaw. What the heck is going on?